As we heard, a man asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered, "Go, sell what you have, and give to the poor." As a result, the man's face fell and went away sad, for he had many possessions. Did the man truly understand or understood Jesus? Do we understand what Jesus just said? How do we really inherit eternal life? Jesus said, "No one is good but God alone." Here, Jesus is simply implying that no one can answer the question, who can inherit eternal life, but God alone. He alone is the judge. He alone can give us eternal life. Remember the saying, "Who are we to judge other people?" No one on this earth could judge us but God alone. He made us all, and He is the only one who have the authority over our lives. So having said this, can faith alone save us without works? Can we just only hold on to God's word? Let me repeat that. Can faith alone save us without works? Can we just only hold on to God's word? In the next statements of Jesus, He explicitly said to follow and to observe the commandments. These commandments that given by God to Moses, specifically the 4th to the 8th commandment. Thus, besides faith, our faith in the cross of Christ Jesus, we also need to work for our salvation, being righteous in the eyes of God. Jesus intendedly wants us to work with our relationship with God and with other people. Certainly, He wants us to love God and to love our neighbor as well. He wants us to honor our fathers and mothers. But who are our fathers and mothers? They are none other than our biological parents or legal parents who follow God's will and exemplify in their lives God's desire and want. Respect is due to them, for they guide us and lead us to God's righteousness. He said, "Thou shalt not kill." Jesus urges us to take care of our lives and the lives of others, respecting the dignity of human persons. "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Jesus wants us to practice the virtue of chastity, regardless of our state in life, respecting human bodies, the temples of the Holy Spirit. "Thou shalt not steal." Respecting the properties of others. "Thou shalt not bear false witness." Respecting the truth by confessing only the truth. All of this reflects our relationship towards one another. But how come the man, despite of observing these laws, all the more having faith in God, Jesus said the man still has deficiencies? Perhaps, my brothers and sisters, he was not sincere enough to follow these laws. Or maybe he has no strong faith in God. Jesus saw something in him. Likewise for us, we might be thinking that we too closely follow the commandments. But are we truly observing it? Or do we choose to just keep part of it? The man, possibly similarly like us, was still holding grudges to God for not hearing and granting his prayers. Like us, probably the man was still holding grudges to his parents for not providing him all the material things he requested. Or was still holding grudges to his neighbors, maybe because of jealousy, for they have more than him. Grudges. Remember, the gospel stated the man's face fell, disappointed, and by chance was ashamed. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor. Could we claim that Jesus was telling the man to sell, to dump, to unload all his grudges, and to give, to ask for forgiveness from those people to whom he made wrong? My brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling all of us to unload ourselves of our grave sins, to accept that these sins would not bring us eternal life, and to free our hearts, minds, bodies, and souls from all immoralities and evils. Through the sacrament of reconciliation, trusting God's mercy and love, we go and sell, trading our sins in exchange for the gift of joy coming from God, pardoning our sins and receiving his peace, compassion, and kindness. Also to give to the poor, asking forgiveness from those who we did wrong. Almighty ever-living God, fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy.